What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth do indeed adore him. What a mighty, 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 mighty God we serve. I want you to listen to me because we're in a very strategic hour. And I want to send an applause. I want to send a thank you. I want to say you need to applaud yourself right now for being motivated to pray, motivated to call on the name of the Lord. Because in a time like this, we need God. And this is not time for the church to be playing. This is not time for the church just to be going through the motions. We're going to have to find ourselves in prayer. Now, some of you on here, this is your first time ever being on here. And if it is, you are in for the time of your life. Because I'm getting ready to teach you some very key things that you need to know. That if you really get an understanding of it and truly grasp it, your life will never, ever, ever, ever be the same again. I do not pray just because I want to feel good. I don't pray just because I need a miracle. I understand that if I'm going to have daily victories in my life, I must have I must live a life of prayer. I must live a life of intercession. I must find myself on the altar daily, because if there's going to be daily victory, there must be daily prayer. It cannot be prayer once a week. It cannot be prayer once a month. It cannot be prayer every other week. It has to be a lifestyle of prayer, because prayer is a daily necessity for daily triumph. And it is my desire that as you're on this call, that you be infected with the spirit of prayer, that you catch a contagious disease called intercession, that you would cause that the spirit of prayer would come on you like never before. I'm talking about a desire to call on Jesus like you've never tapped in before. That's my desire. And once you understand the power of prayer, it's going to become something that you do all the time. Now, as I tell my church and as I tell everybody, and I want you to hear me by the Spirit of God, because if you don't understand this, you're just going to, again, be going through the motion. And I'm not just trying to be going through the motion. I understand that I am carrying something. And because I'm carrying something, the devil is after me. Because I'm anointed, because I'm powerful. Lay hands on yourself and say that. Say, because I'm anointed, because I'm powerful. Say, because I'm the light of my family, the devil is after me. All right? Y'all got to listen to that. Everything you must understand. There's a war going on in America right now. But I'm telling you right now, I'm sorry, in Ukraine and Russia right now. But I'm telling you, we're blind. We think the war is between Zelensky and Putin. And it's not. There is a power that is operating behind the scenes. And if you don't understand that, not just in the natural, but in the spirit, not just in America, not just in Russia, not just in Ukraine, not just in Italy, not just in Romania and Germany, in your personal life, there are powers that are right now working behind the scenes. I'm telling you, do you have a prophetic word that has not come to pass yet? Do you have any promise hanging over your life that has not come to pass yet? Do you have anything that God has spoken to you that has not come to pass yet? Well, guess what? The only reason it has not come to pass is because there is a power. Moshe, there is a power that is stopping it from coming to pass. And see, you don't understand, you group of people that love the prophetic, that run from conference to conference. Thank God for prophecy. We are edified by prophecy. 2 Chronicles 20:20, believe in the Lord your God, you be established. Believe this prophet, so shall you prosper. We are edified by prophecy. 1 Corinthians 14:3, he that prophesies speaketh unto edification, exhortation, and comfort. Yes, we need prophecy. Yes, 1 Corinthians 12 tells us that the word of knowledge and prophecy is one of the gifts of the Spirit, or a better translation, is one of the manifestations of the Spirit to profit withal. Yes, I understand that. I also understand by divine revelation that whenever prophecy is released concerning your church, concerning a nation, concerning your job, concerning your son, concerning your daughter, your finances, your business, your future, your destiny. Whenever a prophecy is released, it gives the enemy an indication of what is about to happen. The devil is not omniscient. He don't know everything. The devil is not omnipresent. He is not everywhere at one time. The devil don't have ears everywhere. God, the Bible said, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the good and the evil. The devil doesn't have that testimony. The Bible lets us know that the devil has no address. He said, from whence comest thou? He said, I was going to and fro in the earth. He doesn't have an address. He doesn't even have a throne. Are you listening to me today? The Bible declares that heaven is God's throne and earth is his footstool. The devil don't even have a throne, all right? So I want you to understand that he is not omniscient. He don't know everything. He does not know the plan of God for your life, for your son's life, for your children's life, for your husband's life, for your business. He doesn't know it until a prophecy is released. I just got done releasing hundreds of prophecies to a bunch of people in KCC. Those who traveled, they sowed a seed, and I gave them the word of the Lord for the year. All right? Well, let me tell you something. I spoke that word in the atmosphere, and I'm telling you that when I released it, the devil had an indication of what God's plan was for their life. When the wise men saw the star and revealed to Herod who was born, the Bible declares that Matthew chapter 2, verse 6 was the prophecy. That was the prophecy. What was the prophecy? Matthew chapter 2, verse 6 said that a governor was going to come out of Bethlehem, Judah. The wise man told Herod, we see the star. That star was hanging over Bethlehem. The minute Herod got wind that the prophecy had came to pass, what did Herod do? He said, kill every male child under 2 years old. The same thing happened with Moses. You remember when Moses was getting ready to be born because a deliverer was coming forth of the children of Israel. A decree went out. What was the decree? Kill every male child under 2 years old. Joseph gave the word and said, when you leave, take my bones and with you. And that word went out. And as a result of that word going out, they said, kill all the male seed of the Hebrews. You don't understand. A lot of you get words. A lot of you get prophecies. A lot of you got things hanging over your life. But guess what? You don't know what to do with it. And you don't understand the reactions. You don't understand the demonic reactions that come from the early alalaboshata that come from the underworld. But we're getting ready to pray a prayer right now. And by divine authority, we're going to break ourselves free, because some of you right now don't even understand there was a prophecy that was given to your mother. There was a prophecy that was given to your father. There was a prophecy that was given to your grandmother. There are prophecies that were given to people in your bloodline concerning your family. And as a result of that prophecy, the enemy came after your bloodline. He said, I'm going to stop this prophecy. I'm going to destroy the promise of God for that man's life through alcohol, through drugs, through abuse. I'm going to destroy her life through bad relationship. I'm going to destroy her life by making bad decisions, by the spirit of fear. Are you listening to me? Please hear me by revelation. Some of you, your life should be further along, but your life is dominated by fear. You're dominated by your emotions. You're dominated by pride. You're dominated by jealousy. You're dominated by all of these things, and it's hindering your life. It's stopping your life. And I just did a teaching the other day, and I talked about Jezebel and how Jezebel's voice is so powerful. She can rob you of your ministry. She can rob you of your anointing. She can rob you of your power. She can rob you of your zeal and cause you to hide in a cave. Please hear me. Ha! By divine revelation, some of you are fighting strongholds that have been in your bloodline. Hey, but in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, raise your right hand. Repeat after me. This is the first prayer we're praying. Some of you don't know how to pray like this. You're new to this prayer line. You've never prayed with us before. And as soon as we hang up, I want you to go to briancarn.com, and I want you to sign up to be a part of the underground prayer movement. Because I'm telling you, when you pray, you become a threat to the powers of darkness. You become a threat. The devil is going to do everything he can to stop you. He don't mind you shouting. He don't mind you running around the church. He don't mind you screaming. He don't mind you dancing. But you know what he don't want you to do? He don't want you to pray. Come to church and let it be a concert. You stay up. Let it be preaching. You stay up. But let it be time for prayer. You get sleepy. You get tired. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, I break free from every demon of my bloodline, every curse of my ancestors. I break free. I break free. I break free. I break free. Now, now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, I break free from every demon in my bloodline, every curse of my ancestors, every yoke that is in my bloodline, every stronghold that is in the bloodline of my father, that is in the bloodline of my mother, every stronghold that is in the bloodline of those in my mother's house and my father's house. I loose myself from the yoke of my mother. I loose myself from the yoke of my father. I loose myself from every demon that came in the bloodline. I curse it. I break free from 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 it right now. I command the adversary. I command every devil to take his hands off of me. Take his hands off of my money. Take his hands off of my church. Take his hands off of my mind, off of my children, off of my business. Lift your voice and command the adversary to take his hands off of everything that belongs to you. Open your mouth. You're not asking, you're commanding. You have what you say. Take authority. God has given you dominion over the earth. Take that authority and command the adversary to take his hands off of your children, off of your family, off of your business, off of your house, off of your ministry. Satan, take your hands, hey, off of everything that belongs to me. Take your hands off of my body. Take your hands off of my destiny. Take your hands off of KCC Charlotte, KCC Houston, KCC Jacksonville. Take your hands off of my name, off of my reputation, off of my children, off of my daughter, off of my son. Satan, I loose myself from every yoke. I loose myself from every bondage. I loose myself from every curse and declare by divine authority, by the blood of the Lamb, I'm loose. 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 Lift your voice. Hey, Meke, Likanda Lamokotaya, La Dileo, Robo Sakula, Lemendelebe Otaya, Vala Dibo, Mankala Diashna. Le candele meosi, si naraboho, ukanyilia, inini enebe andala mahasha, sato, ukusheme, le kelemanda, munani anka sinimie, elelebelobohosha, hey, sata, hey, mikalaba satolomo, mumandilia, milandilibi ikosa, laba bakusha, lebandilibi ikatoya, lanzelebeosa, hey, take your hands off of me. Take your hands off of my family. Take your hands off of my money. Take your hands off of my body. Take your hands off of my property. In the name of Jesus. Koshaba, Urabashate, Helemanda. You got to understand that whenever you are apostolic and whenever you are prophetic, just like when you go to a church, that's an apostolic voice for that city. That's a prophetic voice for that city. The devil is after that church. He's not after the church just because it's big, because that church ain't no threat. The devil isn't after anyone who is not a threat. If you're always being attacked, if he's always coming after you, I was just telling somebody today, some of you got to recognize that the enemy does everything he can to destroy you because he knows that the whole you, W-H-O-L-E. And when I say whole, I'm talking about whole. Your spirit is whole. But when your soul gets whole, when your soul gets perfected, when your soul gets to the place that it's supposed to get in, are you listening to me? The devil knows that the whole you and the secure you and the anointed you and the healthy you is a threat to the powers of darkness. So his job is to torment you, and he will torment you any way he can. If he can't get you while you're awake, he will literally torment you in your dreams. He will torment you in your sleep. I had a demon meet me this morning in my bed, belly, lila labashata, and literally tried to take my breath. It was fighting me, and it was in the vision, in the dream. I went to my mother, and my mother prayed for me. And in the vision, I had got to a certain step. It was a dream, I'm sorry. And in the dream, I had got to a certain step. And when I got to that step, hallelujah, the devil came after me. And God was showing me that there's another level that I've tapped into. And the enemy wants me to get comfortable in that place. But God is showing me there's another level. But I'm grateful for a praying mama. Hey, Basha. Hey, Leboko Shata. Hey, Mashandia. I went to my mom in the dream. The devil was after me. Hey, Mikosha. He was after my breath. He was trying to stifle my voice. But my mama started praying, and the thing broke. Somebody prayed for me. Yeah. Oh, my Sharia. You got to get you some intercessors around you. You got to get you some mothers in Zion, some handmaidens, some prophets and apostles, people with the Holy Ghost that'll pray. Come on, talk back to me. That's why the devil is after you, because you are a threat. Whoever is good, the devil is after you. And that's why when you get a prophecy, it's time to war. You just received the word concerning your job, war. You just received the word concerning your home, war. You just received the word concerning your family, war. It's war time. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18. The Bible declares that Paul told Timothy to war a good warfare. What? He said, what you war the warfare with? With your prophecy. Fight with your prophecy. Your prophecy ain't just a gift. Your prophecy is a weapon for you to remind God of what he said concerning you. Hey, you can remind him, because he said his word will not return unto him void. Return his word to him. Return to him what he said. You said, my child, that you were going to bring my son from afar. You would nurse my daughters by my side. You said that if I train them up in the way they would go, you wouldn't depart from it. You said, no good thing will you withhold from me if I walk upright before me. You said, hallelujah, that you was going to do this in my life. You got to war warfare with your prophecy. Your prophecy empowers you to war. Your prophecy shows you God's intention concerning your life. Your prophecy gives you advanced knowledge. Your prophecy gives you the plot of the adversary so that you can attack it so that it don't happen. And until you see the full manifestation of everything God told you, you can't hold your peace. You cannot go to sleep until it come to pass. You cannot stop praying until you are married. Don't stop praying until your son is delivered. Don't stop praying until your daughter is set free. Don't stop praying until every demon that is on your husband, every stronghold that is on your wife, hey, is completely broken. The people in Israel are at the wailing wall. They're praying. And guess what they're praying for? They've been praying since 1948. They've been wailing. Yeah, they've been at the wailing wall, rocking back and forth. Guess what they're praying for? The peace of Israel, the peace of Jerusalem. They're praying for the peace of Jerusalem. They're praying for the peace of Israel. Your future is at stake. Your children are at stake. The future of your children are at stake. The devil is after you, and he's after everything and everybody that's connected to you. And somebody got to rise up. Somebody got to say, not another year like this. Somebody need to get somebody need to get a fire turned in on the inside of you while you on this call. It's my desire that a spirit of prayer would come on you like never before. Malabashata. You don't like your wife? Pray. You don't like your husband? Pray. You don't like your friend? Pray. You don't like your finances? Pray. You don't like what's going on in your job? Pray. You don't like what's happening at your church? Pray. Stop complaining and pray. Stop lying and pray. Stop murmuring and pray. Stop gossiping and pray. If you want to see a miracle, you got to pray. It's time for the church to pray. God got a plan for you. You ain't no mistake. You a wonder. You a miracle. You a sign to your generation. You a sign to your family. You a sign to your brothers and sisters. That's why he saved you. He gonna use you as a sign. That's why he saved your daddy and rested you, because you the sign. Look at your family. None of them thought God would come and get you. None of them thought that you would be the one that God would raise up. But out of everybody, he came and got you, John. He came and got you, Shannon. He came and got you, Tracy. He came and got you, Michael. He came and got you. Out of everybody, he could have came and got. He came and got you. Why? Because you're going to be the sign. You're going to be the wonder. You're going to be the miracle to your family. But I want you to know that just like Shatibo Mukanini Mikikanta, just like God got a plan for you, the devil has a plan for you also. And that's why it's a fight between God and Satan's agenda for your life. And if you don't pray, the plan of the enemy for your life is going to prevail. If you don't get an intercession, the plan of the enemy for your son is going to prevail. There's a battle over your body. The devil wants your body. God wants your body. Satan and God need a body to carry his agenda on the earth. That's why Jesus had to be born in a body. That's how the only way you got here is through the womb of a woman. That's why he said, a body has God prepared for me. The treasure is in the earthen vessel. The anointing resides in the body. So what does he do? He can't attack the anointing. The anointing is too powerful. The anointing is untouchable. So what does he do? He attacks the body with disease. He attacks the body with infirmity. He attacks the body with sickness to hinder your assignment on the earth. Are you listening to me? That's why the devil attacks you, because he's after your body, because you're anointed. Your son is anointed. Your daughter is anointed. Your children is anointed. Your family is anointed. Your business is anointed. He can't touch you, but he can touch the body. He can touch your finances. He can touch your ability to dream. That's what he's after. Ha! But the devil is a liar. Milelebo shata, likandelebe koto, robo sokula, le mandili miika. Hey, 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 shata, hey, mikaba, mandala kota, litelebe setelemo, lumandili mikia talaba, hey, mikosha, handelebasa. So we're going to pray one more prayer. And I pray y'all are listening to me, because I feel the anointing. I feel a stir. Ika, landelebe. Ibabosha, Mandele Bekita, Handalabo Sikolomo, Mumandilimi, Ilelebe Shete, Hey, Masha, Mende, Mikalaba, Misalumu, Mulandele, Ilelebosha, Mandebe Koto, Rataninimi. You got to pray. You got to believe God. You got to declare that the plan of God concerning your life is going to come to pass. The devil got a plan for you. I said, the devil got a plan for you. God got a plan for you. Ika bo shike. Ilelebe shete le mandala bo sata. Are you listening to me? I said, the enemy got a plan for you. And if you don't pray, and if you don't stop this thing in prayer, if you don't override the plan of the enemy and declare that his plan will not work, that it will not come to pass, I'm telling you that the plan and the agenda that the devil has planned is going to come to pass, but not on our watch. I said, not on our watch. We are decreeing right now, raise your right hand, every evil counsel, according to Isaiah chapter 7, verse 5 through 7. The reason I give scriptures is the scriptures are the, they're the laws. They're the laws. They're the Constitution. You're talking to the judge. So this is the Constitution. We're declaring that any evil counsel against our house, it will not stand. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus, all evil counsel, all evil plans, all evil agendas against my life, it will not stand. 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 Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that every evil counsel taken against my house, taken against this nation, it will not stand. Every evil counsel that comes by land, every evil counsel that came by water, by wind, by weather, by the oracles of men, I declare, I decree that no divination, that no enchantment, that no incantation, that no pronunciation of the enemy, no pronunciation of my adversary, no pronunciation of premature death or sudden destruction, it shall not stand. According to the word of the Lord, my fears will not stand. No projection from the dark side, it will not stand. No evil plans, no wrong prayers, no evil pronouncement, evil word curses spoken over my life, it will not stand. It will not come to pass. I declare that every gathering place where my enemies are meeting, it will not stand. All manipulation of the weather, hey, 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 against my life, it will not stand. The deployment of men, hey, and women who want to hurt me, who want to hurt my church, who want to hurt my life, who want to hurt my family, who want to hurt this nation, it will not stand. Hey, 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 Basha. Hey, Mikoshe. Hey, I invoke divine injunction against every power of darkness and declare that the counsel of the wicked, it will not stand. 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 Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and intercede and declare that the plan of the enemy concerning your children, concerning your family, concerning your husband, concerning your business, concerning your money, concerning your future, concerning your children, the counsel of the enemy, the plans of the enemy will not stand. It will not come to pass. It will not come to pass. It will not, it will not come to pass in the name of Jesus. Kosha. Kosha, Kosha, Koshe, Yebaso, Monday, set your alarm clock right now for 5:50 in the morning. Set your alarm clock, Eastern time, 5:50. Meet me in the morning for prayer, 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. all this week. Do not miss prayer. There are miracles about to happen in your life. 5:50 a.m., 5:50 p.m., set your alarm. Get on these prayer calls. Don't miss it. Your life is changing. Doors are opening. This is getting ready to be the best year of your life. I know, because you're going to pray it through. You're going to have what you say. You're going to stop being lazy. This is not time to be lazy. This is time to war. Ha, Masha. Ha, Mikoshe. Hey, Mikandalaba. Yabio sikele mandala hataya, mambini di klistili ankalala moyuta, mutunini mi kikendele kleistele ondola, ludale mi kikantala masto, lubandili bi kleiste, lekadesne, lekadesne, likankala makukutale, rubusale mandala haya, and it shall come to pass. Hey, malabasha, ha, mikosha, hey, milele bashata, ho, mikandele be. Mandala la balabasa. Ah, ilandele le balabasi kolobosha. Yendebe, hambi bibi asi. Ilaloboshanda. Ilaloboshande. Ele mandala basa. Why do I see her? Why do I see Oprah? Uma nanana masi. Ina nanana masi kele manda. Ulaloboshe kele me. Ile le bandele beke kololabakasia. Zika dushna. Ele mandolobosa. Mikama Makadush Lekadesh Lekadini Mikristi Bia Mikanuni Mikifan Kala Kakoko Rokotalabo Kukutaya Lekandele Liliandebasha Hoba 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 Hobiasa Hey Mikeshe Hey Mikala Homian Kalaman Bidioba Yai Miashata Hey Masaya Helebosha. We're praying in the morning. Helebosha. At KCC, we pray. Y'all, this week, you need to be praying at midnight. Get to that church and pray if you can. Pray every time you get a chance. You breaking stuff up in the spirit. Challenging every one of you right now to go to my Cash App, $PBCJR. Sow a seed right now of $24. Somebody say, why are we sowing? Acts chapter 10. God told them your prayers and your alms. Your prayers and your alms have come up as a memorial. That's in Acts the 10th chapter. When you couple a seed with your prayer, you cause heaven to see a memorial in the spirit. Go to $PBCJR. You're sowing a seed of $24, and I want you to do it now. We're believing God for miracles in 24 hours. That's why I need you in prayer with me in the morning, and we're going to pray again tomorrow night. I want every one of you to go to briancarn.com or briancarn.org. Sign up for the underground prayer movement. Do it now. Do it now. Do it now. If you can't give, Cash App, give on what's the other way? Give it by mail. P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida 32239. That's another way you can give. Guess what? Another way you can give. You can give on the website, briancarn.com, briancarn.org. You can sow online, but move while this anointing is flowing. And I'm telling you, if you got to give, hallelujah, move while this glory is flowing. I'm telling you, this is the last time. This is the last year you're going to be a victim of the enemy. This is the last year you're going to sit around wondering why nothing ain't happened for you. I'm telling you why right now. If you pray, you superimpose the will of God on the earth. There are 10 of you that's going to give 124. That's just whatever you let to do. But there are 10 of you that's going to give 124. I'm telling you what I know by the Spirit. There's 10 of you that's going to give 124. You are blessed. You are favored. You are unstoppable. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. You're sowing at $PBCJR. BrianCarn.com. BrianCarn.org. You're sowing on our Cash App. You're sowing by mail, P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida, 32239. I'm telling you, something good is about to happen. Doors are swinging open. This your year. And God told me March is the month of preparation. You are preparing for what's about to happen. What better way to prepare than in prayer and in intercession? May the spirit of prayer come alive in you like never before. May the spirit of intercession come alive in you. May the spirit of prayer come alive in you like never before, like you've never seen before. In the morning, 6 a.m. Eastern time, you got to call in for prayer. It's something about praying early. You got to command your morning. Are you listening to me? Some of you, I'm going to teach you some secrets on how to pray, on what to pray, on how to move, on things you can use when you pray, of what time to pray certain things so that you can see a manifestation of things in your life. God is moving right now while I'm on this call. The power of God is flowing. And I'm telling you, there shall be miracles. Tell your mama, tell your daddy, tell your sister, your brother, tell your auntie and your niece, your nephew. Tell them to get on the prayer line because God's doing something. And you shall see miracle after miracle after miracle. You are blessed. You are anointed. You are favored. And you are unstoppable. I will see you in the morning. You hear me? I said in the morning, get on this call and pray. I'll be sharing with you prophetic things daily, what God is speaking to me daily, about what you're going to see on the news daily. And we're praying in Atlanta the 18th and the 19th of March. That's right, the 18th and 19th of March.
We're going to be in Atlanta praying. Make your way. Come by bus. Come by car. Come by plane. Come by train. Come by dog. My God, come in somebody's trunk if you have to. But get there and watch God do the miraculous. You are blessed. And because God is the greatest power, you will never be defeated. More grace.